Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil. And today we're talking about recognizing astral travel in the dream state and taking your calls for psychic readings. On Wednesday's show, we did take our callers first, but today we're going to be discussing first and then taking callers. So those of you who are in the queue, please do stay with us. We will be getting to your calls shortly. And we do take calls in the order received. So everybody that is currently in the queue will be getting a reading. So do keep your place in line. We do invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook. You may follow Neil and I on the Facebook site linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. You may also like Neil Baker Psychic page. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation after the radio show, and our call-in number, 914-338-0164. So, astral travel in the dream state. Usually when people are astral projecting, it's going to begin in a state where they're dreaming rather than from a conscious state.
Normally. For most people.
Normally.
Because
we're talking normally. We're generalizing here.
In terms of astral traveling,
I mean, you obviously there is astral travel that can occur within a conscious state, and for some people it may occur in a conscious state before it occurs in a dream state. But we're, like I said, making a generalization, so that's going to be a kind of generalization for today's
show. You know, I mean, conscious astral traveling takes a little bit of practice,
more work,
and more work when we go to sleep at night. Two things usually occur. We just have normal dreams, our normal brain dreams, and that's something that happens to all human beings. However, there are times when our astral body, that is the body that travels along with our soul and our spirit, it leaves the body itself. It can leave the body because there's a silver cord that forever connects it to the body, so long as the physical body is staying alive. So the astral body sometimes actually leaves. It takes off. And it goes out into the what's considered the wilderness, but it's really the astral field. You'll notice in the Bible the term wilderness. You know,
Jesus going to the wilderness for 40 days.
There's an attitude that maybe he walked out into the desert and just sat in the desert or some cliff somewhere.
But in your interpretation, Jesus going into the astral realm.
Into a different out-of-body experience where he did speak to Satan and all kinds of things. He conversed with angels. To converse with an angel or to converse with Satan, it's not like you have to walk out into the desert. That's the only place you can talk to an angel. You talk to an angel in the state of your energy, but you're in the astral field itself. Now, in that field, we're not talking about a physical world anymore. We're not talking about a psychological dream. We're talking that the spirit, the astral body, actually leaves the physical body. It leaves. There's an extension of like a silver cord. Imagine an astronaut leaving a spaceship and is out in outer space.
But he's still attached to the base of the
spaceship. Still connected to the spaceship, but there's two different environments entirely. And in this astral realm, a spirit, a person will absorb the experience that the astral body is having and then incorporate it into the sort of combination of a dream world too. But how do you know when there is a difference between the two of having just a psychological dream and a dream that is really not a dream, but the experience of perceiving energy from your astral body?
Well, and how do you differentiate between certain events that occur in a kind of earthly dream, a psychological dream, versus things that occur in an astral dream, like traveling in a car, yeah, or flying in a plane, or talking to people that you've never met before? I mean, these are signs. But
those are good signs.
They're good signs, at being in water. I mean, these are signs. But of course, in a psychological dream, that can happen too, and it can just be a psychological dream. So I think there's a feeling. I mean, it's very subjective to define an astral dream or any experience by a feeling, but there's also a feeling that will accompany it. In my experience,
there is a feeling. I mean, you can have a somewhat of a feeling in a psychological dream, but there's no mistaking a feeling in a astral dream. You're actually flying. You feel it, you sense it, you're actually swimming. Or you're in a room that seems so bizarre and strange and talking to people that you've never met before, that it's just not coming from some typical place in your experience. Even if, you know, in life we do enter places where we encounter people we don't know, like in supermarkets and things like that. Well, that can be somewhat incorporated in our dream world, because you may glimpse a face in a supermarket, and that, for that second, that face is locked in your memory, and it can be released in a dream. And the supermarket can be a somewhat called room in a dream. But when you are in the astral realm and you enter a room where there are unfamiliar faces, and the room seems just strange, it's almost like in the dream. In an astral dream, usually what happens too in an astral dream is you wake up aware of it. You wake up and you feel like you've been someplace else, or you're going through some weird sensation. Some people wake up before their body even comes back in, their astral body comes back into their physical body, and they have this night frozen thing where people wake up with
a sleep paralysis,
but it's actually you're waking up during the landing of your astral body, and so it disrupts the natural flow of the astral body coming back into the
right
physical.
And there can be symptoms such as, I mean, I've had extreme sore throat at that time, because going back into the body is such a jarring experience.
Yeah, if typically when the astral body leaves, it can be through the navel or it can be through the third eye. If those areas are blocked, it's almost like, imagine these science fiction films when the guy is outside the spaceship, he can't get in, so he has to come in through a different way, and he blows a door open to get in. One example of that was 2001, and I think Alien had stuff like that going on. But if a certain chakra is blocked, an astral body will find a different chakra to enter.
Right, so it may enter the fifth.
Yeah,
right.
And there's disturbance there. That's still an opening. It's not the best opening, but it's like being locked outside of your house, so you crawl in, you break the window and crawl into the house. It's sort of like that. Here, chakras, they're not broken in that sense, but entering through a chakra like that is not the normal way an astral body would come in. So there's a great energy, because what's happening is that the astral body is bringing into the human body energy from the astral field. And those other chakras aren't prepared to receive it in that way. Our navel is, because our navel's been trained to perceive energy from the outside environment, from being fed by the mother in the womb. Our third eye is naturally inclined to experience the astral realm, because that's where the pineal gland is. So those two chakras are
they're intertwined, really. I mean, the third chakra is the seat of intuition, the gut level feeling, mm-hmm. and then the third eye, of course, is the psychic. So it's the more advanced form of intuition.
Yeah, they work in unison, and you notice three and three, six.
Six, exactly.
But the But those energies are typically the entrance and exits of the astral body. It's not like you go and buy a home and the real estate agent says, oh, by the way, I'm going to show you this home. Let's climb through the window and take a look at it. You don't normally enter a house, maybe the back door, maybe the front door, but you don't do it through a window or the chimney or something like that. So it's the same thing. It's not, it's not a natural passageway. But when we do leave in a natural way and we do find ourselves in the astral realm, we're going to encounter certain things. It's the meeting place of with our guides. So we're going to typically, when we astral project, we meet our guides, and we also meet entry angels and spirits and things like that that are out there. Now, they can take on human form, because what happens is the body in bed can't figure out what this energy looks like.
Right, so it's human form in the dream. So they may appear like strangers to us in the dream. However, there may be souls we're encountering that are not angels or guides taking on human form. They're actually souls that have crossed, which has been happening to me a lot in my astral travels. But anyway.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Differentiating, again, is tricky sometimes.
That's another thing, because you can, when you astral project and you go into these other rooms, so to speak, not only where you're talking to a guide or a spirit or an angel and discussing things about your earthly walk or your spiritual walk on a much deeper level, and then the body's perceiving it and interpreting it in the bodily sense, you can also enter a room where there are souls that have crossed over but are still somewhat locked in time. You were telling me about a dream you had with a woman who had 15 children. And you were in a room that you didn't remember. My interpretation, I think you encountered a woman from a past life that was a prostitute and had a lot of children.
A past life, but it wasn't a past life. I don't think I shared with her. I did not know her.
That's right. I didn't perceive that either. But the idea that we can, as astral bodies that are still connected to living bodies, when we go out there, astral bodies that are no longer occupy a physical body will be drawn to us, because it's like, oh God, here's a person who's still on the earth and they've got an acute sense of psychic energy awareness, and I'm a person who is no longer of the earth, but I still have karma on the earth. I'm awaiting to go back. This would be a great time to talk to this person. So there's these great conversations that go on. It's almost like meeting somebody in a different country that speaks your language and you just want to spend 10 minutes talking to them. Well, sometimes that happens. Also, what these spirits do in the astral realm when you're having an astral dream is they'll want to absorb some of your energy. They're like saying, oh my God, you're on the planet. You're working through your energy. You have a lot of good energy. I rub some of that off on me, because I'm going to be going back to the planet. So there's some interesting things that can go on in some of these rooms. And the reason we enter those rooms is because when we ultimately die, we will go through those rooms ourselves as we go through the process of judgment. So we go through those rooms and we enter that realm.
Immediately transcend, obviously, then you don't go through those rooms.
Yeah, then you won't. But most of us do end up going to that room in the process. It's kind of earthly terms, but in the process of going from the earth to the astral realm and staying in the astral realm, if that's what it's going to be, we typically go through these rooms where our energy is evaluated, our karma, what we did, is there anything left over, can we work it out, or do we have to go back to work it out? And so we go through this process of the soul, because don't forget, we are all going to be judged every hair on our head. So it gets rather minute. Now, sometimes some people will say, I'm going to go back, but I want to wait. I want to stay here and absorb energy before I go back, because I want to go back on a spiritual premise. So some people wait and they linger there. Others can't go back and they're sort of in purgatory, if you will, because they're not allowed to go back yet. A lot of people who are inclined to go back, like people who have like 8 consecutive life terms in prison and they fulfill one life term, they'll come back in terrible situations. But sometimes in the astral realm, there will be some form or some energy field through which the soul can do its best to alleviate the karma that happened on earth. It's not always successful, but that opportunity is there. So we're talking, and when we're in these energies, and what we're talking about really is that we perceive the dream on a different level. Like we said, like you mentioned, you can feel like you're flying, you're floating, you're swimming, you're driving.
Emotion.
There's
usually
an emotion that accompanies with it. People we don't quite know. The dialogue and the script of the dream is very cryptic. And so that's when you really want to start to keep a dream diary and a dream journal. Because this will give you perhaps some form of thought and reference to what's happening to you when you do go out into the astral realm.
The other thing is encountering people that we've known on the planet in dreams, which can be psychological. We can be entering karmic, you know, karmic type dreams, or we can actually be encountering people that are still processing in the astral realm their earthly lives.
We can. There are spirits out there that will recognized who it wasn't, who is and was important in your life, and morph into those people and have dialogue.
Yeah, there's another thing. Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say too. So yeah, morphing into those people. So I've had many dreams where there are people in my life that are still on the planet. So I was talking about like souls that had crossed, you know, maybe like relatives, so on and so forth that had crossed. But there are also lower entities that can impersonate people that are,
they
you know,
can,
that were in
and
your
there's
life.
Higher energies that can do it. And sometimes you move into a time zone whereby you're actually in a different time zone that isn't really presently available, but you're entering that time zone. So somewhat like the story structure of the Christmas Carol. You can actually go into those zones and only here you actually have interaction with the entities or the energies of the people that you meet. So the astral realm, there's a lot of variety there. And there's a lot of things that break our physical rules on here on the earth. And it's basically a place for us to learn. It's not really a bad place, although in the astral realm, it can be dangerous. I mean, there are lower entities that exist there. There are demons. Sometimes we perceive those things in our dream and we wake up gasping for breath. Now that can happen. We can just have a nightmare. But in the attitude of the astral realm, we can actually have a night reality of fright. It's an astral dream that actually occurs. And you know, when you talk about nightmare, mare is really what? When you define the word mare, you mean what?
Horse.
So when we talk, horses are very symbolic in the Bible and in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And a horse is a means of transportation. So we're talking about a night
mare.
A night
which
ride.
Which is traveling.
Yes. And according to one of our, you know, the horse and the dog and the cat, some of our more domesticated animals, not necessarily by husbandry, but by animal husbandry, but by just the sheer fact that we have formulated a special relationship with certain animals on the planet, including dogs and horses. And these energies, these horses, like the four horsemen of the apocalypse, these energies are very symbolic of the attitude of a heavenly spirit. That's why in most cases, some of the lower energies will show like dogs and stuff with wings. But in most cases, when you deal with a horse in the astral realm, it has wings. So horses have a certain angelic quality of energy in the astral realm, too, that I think is very important to consider if you do have dreams about horses quite frequently, especially horses that fly.
And, you know, we probably should take some callers, Neil, but we haven't even really talked about encountering animal spirits in the astral realm. So maybe on the next show, we can get further into that aspect of astral travel. Let's bring on our first caller. This is, I believe, Gwendolyn. Am I right?
I'm sorry?
Who is this?
Oh, hey, Chris. It's Gwendolyn. How are you?
Huh?
Oops.
I can't hear you.
Gwendolyn, how are you?
I thought that's what I said. I said, is this Gwendolyn? And then I didn't
sorry,
get
I have I'm wired up here. I'm listening with earbuds, and then I was really not. I my call dropped a couple of times, so I really wasn't expecting you to pick right up, but that was cool.
Oh no,
sorry
I saw
today.
You there, so I wanted to make sure you were there first. So I
yeah,
hi,
I appreciate that.
How are you?
Hey, I good. I'm hanging in there. It's one heck of a journey, as you know, for me. My journey's been a roller coaster. So really, I just want to find out if there are any messages. I'm on. I had to come and address some legal issues down this way. Of course, it's time for them to end and close. This is my, you know, year one, and I'm not manifesting any of this into my next date. It's not going to happen. So if there's any messages that
wait,
I need, any direction.
Gwendolyn, you're always so veiled in your communication. So, like, on a what's exactly going on? Like on a concrete level, you're saying you're having some legal issues.
Yeah, it's legal issues with family healing. It's been quite a journey for me in the last month.
So, can you be a little bit more specific so we know exactly what's going on? Because it'll make it a little bit easier.
I'm getting ready to go to court to settle this out. Once and for all, at least on the financial ends of things. I've really been purposely sabotaged. So
what are you trying
to
settle specifically? I mean, financially, is this an alimony issue?
I
want to
be able to, yes, all my arrears, I just want my payment out. Let's call it a day. Allow me to move on, because every time I get up towards the top of the ladder, my feet get pulled out under me, and I've had it with that. I understand everybody's journey here is their journey, and that's wonderful. However, I just want to move on. I came here to help humanity. I'm tired of being blocked from doing that. I want this to end. So for me,
when is
and
your
the
court
family date? Healing.
When is your court date?
April 4. April 4.
4, and that's 2017. That's an 18-9, isn't it? Did I do that right?
That's a 9.
Well, you know, Gwendolyn, so specifically you want to know about the court date? Is that the question?
Yes, I want to know that this is what I had to come back here to do, and then I can just move on. There's a lot of healing that has to be done here.
Are you still in California?
No, I had to come back to the East because I was sabotaged out there purposely, and that's
so
what I'm talking about.
You moved back home. You're living in whatever state you're living
in. Yeah, I'm in another state. I came back after my daughter contacted me because she has a lot of healing still yet to do, and
okay.
I came back here and it's nothing but a mess. So I just want to complete me. Whatever healing is going to be done, let it be done, but I want to move on. I've had it. I'm not doing all this nonsense anymore. I don't care what their issues are.
Okay, so just lastly, before we go into the reading, are you trying to gain custody of your children back? And you're in another state. Your ex is in a different state than you're in right now?
Yes, absolutely. We can't. I don't even want to be in the same state there.
But
I'm in another state.
Can you gain custody if you're in another state? Don't you have to live? I don't know how it is. In California, you can't move out of state
custody. Right now, temporarily, I'm in another state until this court date because I don't want to go further. I want to only deal with one issue at a time.
Okay.
I want the financial end so that the next step and then get everything straightened out with the, fostering healthy relationships here and then take that to the next level. I need to do it in steps because if the whole pie is together, it's a mess. I'd rather break it down.
Okay.
Court.
Well, Neil, what do you think about
are
this?
Are you represented by any counsel, Gwendolyn?
Not for this particular court date. I just say, look, numbers don't lie. It's pure and simple in that regard. And because I've been sabotaged so badly, that's not even an option right now. But if someone can't, look at numbers and know the truth,
well,
then that's pretty
bad. So Gwendolyn, for the sake of time, we need really brief answers. Are you prepared? Have you listed? Do you have all your paperwork in order?
Yes, as much as I need to, yes.
Well, I would suggest that you really list the things that you want to address to the court. Don't elaborate. Because what will happen if you elaborate verbally, you're going to get so enmeshed in your emotional description that you might lose your audience. So you really need
Correct.
To be specific.
Structured.
Yeah, very structured. Be only, you know, be as specific and structured as you can. Only recite the points you want to make. Don't elaborate.
Correct.
Don't elaborate.
Okay.
And state your reasons why, and, you know, and establish as much credibility and stability as you possibly can. You want to be able to supply that again for your children as well, for whatever it is you're trying to achieve. So if you do that, I think you're going to come out much better. I get a much better vibration. If you
okay,
don't
awesome.
Do that, and you get swept up in emotion, and you're talking, and you're getting bemuddled and confused, you know what you're trying to say, but you're not coming across clearly,
right.
you're going to be in trouble. So
Correct.
I think there's
okay.
a way to structure this, and we'll put that energy out. The date itself is, you know, the thing about the four is that you have a four between your six and two, and you have a four between your
two
and six. So there's no reason why this can't come out good for you.
Right, and the total date is a nine, which is in her transcendent side
yeah.
in the year.
So we're going to put out good energy for you. I think the basis of our conversation today is credibility, being prepared, being precise, talk very slowly. Don't remember, only say what you've written and make
okay.
sure what you've written. You can recite it. It's okay. You can recite it too. If you need to look down at your notes, you can say, I'm a little nervous and I want to recite what I prepared. The judge, the court's going to go, okay, that's fine.
Is it too late to get representation? I mean, it's kind of at the end of the line here in terms
well,
of the closeness of the date.
Maybe.
But...
You know, if you want to research, you can research and state a case history that's similar to your case. You can do that online and
Check
state
the precedent.
A certain ruling that was made. That might help you a little bit, and that would impress the courts. But
look up the precedent in cases.
We'll put out
cool. any case that is a precedent to this. Okay,
yeah.
good. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Look up, do some research, and look up cases that were won in now your favor that you could allude to, because courts are very impressed with that. They have to go by certain rulings. That's why cases are established and win. Because when they win, they become an established format for credibility.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank
right,
you so much.
Okay.
Bless you. And thank you.
Yes.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. 727, I believe this is. Why is I'm having problems muting? Let's see if bringing
Hello.
The caller on. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
This is Jennifer, right?
No, this is Ross.
Oh, that's so weird. You have an identical number to somebody else for some reason.
Who is it?
Are you calling on Skype?
No, I'm calling on my cell phone.
That is really weird. I wonder if I transposed a number or something. Okay, what's, I'm sorry,
okay.
I thought you were a caller. Ross, R-O-S-S?
Yeah, R-O-T-H.
Okay, hi. Ross, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Petersburg, Florida.
And can you talk right into your phone because we can't hear you too well?
Yeah. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. That's a little bit better. And Ross, what is your birth date?
June 8th, 1986.
Okay. 10/20/8/4/7. Okay. And what is your question?
Love, pretty much. I met someone and it's kind of like, we're kind of on, a separation. I had someone else confirm that he's a twin flame. So I was trying to deal with karmic debt and healing and all that fun stuff. And I'm just at a point where I'm on my spiritual journey. I'm not sure where to go next.
Okay. So is, by the way, is it R-O-S-S or R-O-T-H?
R-O-T-H.
R-O-T-H. Okay. Do you have a birth date for this person?
Yes, 11/26/1983.
Okay. I wrote down 83. There yes. it is. So I was like, you know, when I wrote down your birth date, or when you gave me your birth date, the 8's there, but there was no 3, and your master number isn't 3, but that's his year. So that's why I was getting that 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 31, 4. Where do you want to start?
Well,
twin flames. I mean, we're in a totally, you know, there's different levels. I think we talked to someone on the radio show the other day that, you know, there's an earthly pairing that can go on, and you can deem it twin souls on a physical level. But really, when you get into the true essence of a twin soul relationship, it's pretty complicated. And it's been reduced really, you know, according to popular conversation and theory. So in first, terms, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, really, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, you're divorced, right?
I am. Uh-huh.
And you have a couple of kids?
I do.
Okay. So what we're looking at, there's a couple of things. You're still in the midst of your karma, Roth. And, you're going to be there until the age of 34. Now you're 31.
Is that right?
And
that's his karmic number.
Yeah, that's this fellow's master number. He's a 31 equals 4, and you're a 34 equals 7. But suffice it to say, your age matches where he would be if he were 31 years old. So when he was 31, he had a change. You're going to have a change at 34, but the fact that you're 31 and that's his karmic number, that's something significant too. You're born 2/8. He's born 11/26.
Which is
11
2/8.
Is a 2 and 26
is an 8. I'm born 6/8.
Huh?
What?
June 8th.
Did you hear 2/8?
Yeah.
Okay, now she's giving us a different birth date, so we have to back up.
I think I said June 8th. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did say 2/8.
No, June as in J-U-N-E.
Oh, June 8th. So we're that's pretty funny. Okay, but let's backtrack a little bit.
Well,
1424.
Okay, yikes. So when we have these
But what? You know what? Yeah. That is crazy. So now it gets a little weirder. So 6 and 8, 14, 24, she's a 38, 11, 2.
Yeah.
She's a 38, 11, 2. So can I just go backwards here? Because Roth, I wrote down 8/3. Remember I told you?
Uh-huh.
And then when you gave me your birth date, I thought, oh, that didn't make sense. Actually, it's your karmic number, your inverted karmic number. So 38, and also the year of the gentleman in question. Okay, so now it gets.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, we just tweaked the things a little bit.
Mm.
The attitude of he's born in the 11th month, you're born in the 6th. That's actually a 2 and a 6, which is his day. Your years are interchangeable. Your 8 to his 3 is 83. His 8 to 6 is 86. His day, 26, adds up to your day, 8, and so on and so forth. Now, the attitude, too, his master number is 4 and you're a 2, which is a 6, which is your month. So now that we've established this and you have a different agenda going on and that you are compounded, that now makes sense why you're divorced with children.
Mm-hmm.
Because a human being that's typically compounded will more than not have a marriage, a divorce, children, that kind of thing.
Of course, people that are not compounded can as well, but yeah, mm-hmm. It's more common for compounded people.
So there is, I would say that there is more evidence that he is a soulmate, meaning that you have known each other in a past life, so your souls have mated before. So you coming back to the planet and meeting this guy has qualified for the fact that you have known him before. He's a past life connection, and probably one that had to do with sexuality, meaning it was a relationship before. So now mm-hmm. you're meeting this person again. But you also had to go through another marriage and have children prior to meeting him, because that was karmic too, and you have a lot of karma on your plate. But the thing that's interesting about your energy is that your day and your month is the same as your year, mm-hmm. 8 and 6 and 8 and 6, which is actually 14, twice, which is going to be 28. Now, there's a 28 actually in this man's number. 26, that's his day, plus 2, meaning the month. That's a 28 too. So we have this similar energy going on. What this means is that there's a potential for a marriage. Now, potential, that means not guarantee, but marriage means that the theme is there, awaiting. So there is that element of energy. I do connect him with a car. I don't know, who was in a car accident? Have you ever been in one, minor or major, or is he?
I'm almost positive I've been in one, but I'm not positive with him.
What have you been in?
I've been in a couple car accidents, but nothing life-threatening.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Just any car. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Any accident. Can you elaborate a little bit?
I've been in one where it was the car spun out.
Mm-hmm.
I was 15 on that one.
15.
And I had one when I was 9. But I don't remember that one too well.
Hmm.
Okay, now, in your life, okay, got it. That's enough. Do you have any problems in your upbringing with a family member, alcohol or drugs or divorce?
No alcohol or drugs, just controlling narcissistic mother.
Controlling narcissistic mother,
oh,
which is
oh, okay.
problematic. So there's a problem in the upbringing.
Okay, and did that cause a friction between the two of you where it caused some dissension or separation?
Between my mother and I?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. We don't have a good relationship at all.
Okay. All of this is building up to this fellow that you're asking about. And did you go at least to 1 year of school beyond high school, at least for 1 year?
Yes.
And did you go on, did you get it actually an associate degree or a bachelor's?
No, I did not. I actually had a near-death experience before I finished.
And was that due to what? Was that due to anything? Near death, was that a car or accident or a drug or what was that?
It was an infection I caught during childbirth.
During childbirth. So there's the energy that, okay. So I'm getting piecing this together. What we have, because these readings are short.
There's the child.
what we have, I don't have time to do his readings today. We can do that another day. Maybe it's a past life. What we have here is there is an element of energy that has not decided yet how this is going to tilt from one way to another. But what we have is a situation where there's a very strong connection. I wouldn't call it a twin flame. I wouldn't call it that. I would call it a soulmate.
You have to be careful because a lot of people will say, oh, yes, it's a twin flame relationship. It is so rare mm-hmm. to have a twin soul connection. It is not common.
Right.
Everyone does not have a twin soul, and a lot of people say that you do. It's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to be aware of when, you know, you're doing these other readings. Neil and I wrote an article, which is on our Facebook page about twin souls. If you're interested, it's there. I don't know if you're on our Facebook, Ross, but you can go to it. And I believe the article is accessible either on Neil Baker Psychic or our page to public, whether you're connected to us or not. So you may be interested in reading it.
Real quickly, what does this guy do for a living?
He, we actually met, we both drive, we're both Uber drivers. And how we met.
Okay, so there's the car. I was going to ask if there was any car relationship I was going to ask before, Roth, if anyone was involved in a car or selling of cars. So the
mm-hmm.
fact
we're
that
both
there's
drivers.
A car. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and you mentioned
got,
the car accident
yeah.
too, which is connected to cars, obviously.
Connected, but I was going to—I thought this guy maybe
go
sold
that.
Cars or something like that. I couldn't figure out why I was getting cars around them too. So it's that you're both drivers. Okay, so what we got is a soulmate situation. That's actual. It can go into something deeper. There's no promise, but we've got a good first step to stand on, and it's solid.
All right, Ross.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
And Roth can find us on Facebook. She can call after the show, 562-596-7818, if she'd like to explore this further. And let's bring on our private caller, and then we have a caller from 808 after our private caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Vicky. Thanks for taking my call.
You know what? We cannot hear you. Can you talk? I don't know if you're on a headset or what, but we got to get you talking louder so we can't even hear your name.
What was your name?
That's a little better.
Better? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Thank you. It's Vicky.
Vicky, V-I-C-K-I-E or Y?
I-E, yes.
I-E, okay.
I-E, yeah.
All right. And where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.,
You're so faded out there. I guess. He's from Washington, but it's like a whisper for us.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And
okay.
What's your birth date, Vicki?
11/26/64.
Yeah. So I wrote down 4/6, which is your year. So that's good. 6/7/8/18/28/10/1. So I got your year. You're a 28/10/1. So Vicky, 1992, there would have been a change. And I want to get to your question, but can you,
no, she's a 30.
Did I do that wrong? 6/7/8/1994. No, she's 11/6/64.
Oh, 11/6.
I don't know. We're not here.
26. 11/26. Oh, Neil is right.
We're having a problem. Okay. All right. So we're having a problem hearing you. So we need to add this up again. So 11/26/64, 6/7/8/9/10/12. Okay. So your 30 equals 3. Okay. So 1994, that was just a mathematical error. Any change in 1994, Vicky?
Yes. Went to a divorce.
What happened? You had a divorce.
Went to a divorce.
Okay. And what today is your question? Your 30 equals 3, just to let you know, your life goes in cycles of 3 from birth till death.
Okay.
So how old is she now?
52.
Okay. So you're in the middle of you're not in the cycle. What's your question?
My question is, I am working at the moment. I am working on the contract. I'm not sure whether it's ending or not, but do you see a new opportunity coming?
A new opportunity. And so she's 52. Do you see a new opportunity, Neil?
Three. You had last year there was a change for you.
That's when the
in your business.
Was.
Something happened when you were 51 that changed the energy around in your business. So I don't know how far back this contract goes or during the age of 51 if you had an actual employment or work change in that year. Did you or did you not?
I wasn't really working.
So when did you start? At what age did you start working? Again.
Well, I mean, I've been working all my life, but I didn't have a, a job, you know.
Yeah. So at that point, what point did you get a job?
Probably the middle of the year.
Uh-huh. Okay. So somewhere in that zone, that's when you had this switch in job and you're dealing with contracts right now and you have a broken up 8 in your energy. So What I'm seeing is that the contract you're working on, there are also what I'm getting is that there are two others on the side. Are you working on more than just one contract?
No, just one at the moment.
Okay, so what's going to happen is that there's going to be two that are going to be coming in on the side. I don't know how that's going to maybe confuse the one that you've got, but the one that you've got, real quickly, what is the contract consisting of?
I work in IT.
IT, internet technology.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Internet, computers, stuff like that, yeah.
You know, it's hard to say, Vicki. The element of where I'm getting like I'm either getting a 30% or a 70% level of success right now. There seems to be something that to me is disturbing in the conflict of this. I don't know what those other two contracts are that I see coming somewhere from the outside, but that could be influential on this major decision. Are there any men involved in this contract?
The one that I'm on now, yes, mostly men. Mostly
yeah.
Men.
So you have a percentage of success. It's not as high as I'd like it to be, but it's there. And I would say that maybe in April, somewhere in the midst of April, you're going to get your final answer on one of your final answers on this that's going to determine the outcome. But that's where I'm going right now because of our lack of time, and we spent some time on this. So I'm getting a little bit of April. The men, that there's some obstacles you're dealing with. I don't know how to, over the radio, how to get rid of those right now, but there are some.
Okay.
You have some level, a mild level of success, but there it is measurable, and it could come as soon as April. Real quick, does April make any sense to you?
Well, I was thinking that maybe they will probably, if they're, you know, getting rid of the contract, I was thinking maybe sometime during the summer, but, you know, working on a contract, it can happen anytime. So
okay.
Not sure.
Well, don't worry about that because you check out specifically the elements that are going on in April. That's going to be very important in the interim towards that summer resolution. But April will give you some indication as to whether it's going to be a green light or not.
Okay, Vicki.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. And Vicki can join us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. We hope she does. 562-596-7818 is the number for more conversation after the show. And Neil, we've got 3 callers and 11 minutes. So it's going to be tight. We're going to try to get everybody in. 808.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Crystal. And
Crystal.
My birthday is 12/20/1982.
Okay. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. And you're 25/7, and you're, where are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. And what's your question?
I've just had a really rough year, and I've just been really confused and restless, so I'm just trying to see if there's any light at the end of the tunnel.
Light at the end of the tunnel, and you are 34. And she's a 25/7,
mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. So you're at a 7.
Well, okay, real quickly, what happened
quick.
In 2010?
I moved to Hawaii.
Yeah,
you're calling from Hawaii number, right? 808.
Okay, so you moved to Hawaii. What I'm getting for you today, Crystal, is I'm getting some difficulty in relationship. There's just difficulty there. Are you in one or are you out of one?
I'm married.
Is there any problem in your relationship right now?
Well, we've just been trying to move. And it's just, you know, being halted. We're trying to move back to Hawaii.
So the difficulty in your marriage
has
to do with you moving back to the place you moved to when you were 25.
Yeah. Or,
yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
When
that,
I was
the answer is
in
yes.
2010.
2010. I'm sorry.
2010.
That's
which was, but she was 25 in 2010.
When you were 25.
Yeah.
So the problem that's going on, The answer to move back to Hawaii, the resolution of that has to do with how you and your husband work something out that's going on between the two of you, even though your marriage is stabilized. The element of that problem, you know, it's like you would tell a kid, you want to go out and play, clean your room. There's something that's got to be cleaned up that somehow switching way over and making this block occur.
What's his birthday real quick?
3/7/1985.
He's a 33-6.
Has he had any financial problems, any problems in his own personal life with work or anything?
Just trying to figure out exactly what he wants to do.
Okay, so he's in a decisive mode, and we're working quickly. He's in a decisive mode. So the element to you moving back to Hawaii, which will probably happen, has to do with resolving something. It might have to do in the character of the personality or the self-esteem of the personality. There's something that he's not clear about, and that's something that the two of you need to work together on to clarify. I don't know. You can always give us a call and see what we can come up with, or you can take what we've said and it might light a light bulb in your head, and you might be able to figure it out. But there's something to do with that element. Also involved in the process is either a child that's here or not here, but there seems to be a child missing in action somewhere. Do you have any children?
No, but we've been talking about getting pregnant, but the move is kind of halting everything right now.
Right.
Yeah. So we're starting to get deeper into the reading, more texture, and we're starting to slowly see that there are elements to discuss. But I hope this has given you at least some insight. I'm giving you some sense of direction, both of us are, and we're trying to resolve this quickly, but you can't do it just on a radio
and
show.
And Crystal, yes, this is unfortunately because we're running out of time and you came in a little late. We do try to reach everybody that calls. So we've got other people that also came in late. So you're always welcome to call back on another show. We're on Wednesdays and Fridays. And what else? You can
Thank
call
you.
For a private. Yeah. 562-596-7818. You're welcome. Okay, 305. We're racing through. Hi there. Who's this?
Hello. Hi. My name is Seema.
What's your name?
Seema. S-E-E-M-A.
Okay. And your birth date?
January 13, 1982.
And I got 1-13-82. S-E-E-M-A-3-4-5, which I got her karmic side. 5-15-25-7. You're the same number as Crystal, actually, karmic number. And your year is the same as well. So you too had a change in 1994. What happened in 1994,
Seema? 94.
Thinking back.
That was a long time ago.
I don't recall 94.
Exactly. The only thing is I moved to the U.S. in 98.
That would not be it, but that's okay. 25-7 in 1998. Yeah, that's not even a multiple. But, okay, so what's your question? For the interest of time, maybe it will come back to you on another show or on this show.
Well, I just wanted to look into career, and I'm applying for new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And in the field of accounting, dealing with business like finance or data entry, anything that leads to that, I wanted to see do you see anything, coming forward with a new job.
Okay. Anything with a new job?
I do. You have a strong 8 in your year, which is money. So I do see some things coming up. You are... you are 34, right? You're 35.
Yes, 35.
Which is an 8. So I see some good things coming for you. Let me ask you real quick. Before you moved to the U.S., did a grandparent or anybody die? Was there a death before you moved out?
There was a death. My grandfather died after. That same year, I think it was in 98 or either 99, he died. We had a lot of deaths before that, but I can't recall exactly.
That's okay.
16, I can't recall exactly.
Yeah, you had a lot of deaths before then, and then your grandfather died at the time you moved. So that's what I'm basing just a certain vibration on. I think you're going to be successful in accounting. I think I see maybe work, I don't know, maybe May. You might have to give it up 2 months, but you'll be, I see work coming in. And real quickly, who has the cat, a cat? Whoever had the cat?
We don't have cats in the family because we don't like cats. But when I was, when I was younger, I stepped on a cat, and the cat died. But they always told me I killed a cat, but
okay,
it
that's
was
it.
A
don't,
kitten, actually.
That's it. Because we're talking about death and people dying, and you stepped on a cat. I talked about cat. That brings in the idea of death. Don't worry. All of that is not bad information. It's just validating that you're going to make a killing in the accounting department.
Okay. Well, I hope to future-wise be between $100,000 to almost $200,000 a year in like 3 years. I just want to – I'm still in college right now finishing my degree and then moving ahead after that. But I want to try to get into the field right now so that way I can move up within a company.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. You're going to do good. You're going to –
Okay.
You're some kind of auctioneer. Neil's talking real fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because
so
I know
Crystal,
you guys
have to move on to our other
to
caller.
To someone else, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. You can always call
it's
back.
Okay.
Usually we have a little bit more time to give, but
good
we're doing
happening for you in that world, so just stick to it. I see good things happening.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Crystal.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 646 is the last caller that we promised today.
Speaking up, how are you?
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Lisa.
I can't
Lisa?
Hear.
Lisa?
Lisa?
Yes, sorry, Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I just
good, how are you, Lisa?
You.
What's your birthday?
It's 8/12/1980.
Okay, and I think we've spoken to you before because your voice sounds very familiar to me. 11?
Yes.
21/29/11/2. What's going on?
Yeah, I just have a question in regards to a move.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if you see me moving at the end of March or sometime, probably by the beginning of April.
Did you ask about the move before?
No, that was
no?
A job.
Okay. I'm trying to reference who you are, and I know there was someone who had a move, and I didn't know. I mean, we have a lot of people with moves, but I wasn't sure if it was you who had asked. Are you moving? Where are you moving? Are you moving locally or out of state?
Locally, just for about a month or two. It's just a temporary move. It's nothing permanent.
Uh-huh. Yes. For the purpose of why are you moving temporarily?
Well, because I'm staying with a relative right now, and I just want to get my own place for like about, I want to rent a room for about a month or two, save some more money, and then look for an apartment.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Lisa. Do you have a sibling, a brother or a sister?
Yes, I'm currently staying with her now.
Yeah, because I was getting more sister than brother, to tell you the truth.
Yes.
That's the truth. Okay. So what I'm thinking, that's a good sign. That's a validation that your move may be accomplished in March or April, more probably April. But I'm seeing a good zone there. And I'm getting it based on a quick read because I saw the sister around you and you said yes. So I'm switching that now over to your move and saying, okay, then yes to the move as well. There is something to be involved with $600 though. I don't know where that's come from. Is there any $600 floating figure around currently?
Actually, yeah, I was looking to pay hopefully $500 a month, but I thought about paying $600. $600 is
okay.
More.
So that's
the
figure.
So there's the $600. And around here, what city are you in?
I'm in New York City.
New York City. Well, okay. So that's a good sign because, you know, $500-$600 is not the normal thing you would pay for to live someplace unless maybe you're doing a room or something like that or you should have some special
benefit. Yeah, that's what
benefit.
I prefer to do. Just a room. That's what I prefer, but has to be private.
You won't find it. You're going to find it, Lisa. The validation of your sister and the validation of the $500-$600 is my basis for validation. Kristen came up with a couple of things about you. So we're going to assume that you're going.
I don't think I did, actually.
Huh?
I don't think I did, actually.
I would just say you did.
We're moving fast, so we want to get the most efficient answers for you as possible, so we don't want to linger. But anyway, I have something to tell you.
It's a good sign, Lisa. We got some good validations. Just keep looking.
Okay.
I think you're going to find something by the end of March, maybe move in by April.
by April 1st. That's what I was thinking. Okay, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and I'm really looking. Okay, I'll talk to you guys in a few weeks. Okay,
let us know what happens. Okay.
Definitely. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. All right, we're back on the air on Wednesday, as we determined earlier today. Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, everybody. And we thank you for your participation, callers and listeners, for supporting us. Bye-bye.